Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com. /awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Welcome to Breaking Beauty, the podcast all about the breakthrough people, products, and moments in beauty. We're your hosts, Jill Dunn and Carlene Higgins.
Welcome back to Breaking Beauty Podcast, everybody. We are here in the studio again. Hey, Carlene.
Hi, Jill.
How are you?
I am great. How are you doing? What have you been up to?
You know, doing the most. I mean, it's Gemini season. We're still in full swing and it's the best season. Like, let's get real.
Well, definitely feels like summer is upon us. I mean, from what I hear, I wasn't here this weekend. You were, but I hear that the patios were popping.
Yes.
Like, it felt like the official beginning to the season.
The city's popping off.
Midriffs were bared.
Yes.
So what did you do? You went to a Sephora event, right?
Yes, yes.
Just before the weekend hit.
Yes.
So I couldn't go because my little ones, like, there's some crazy viruses going around still, guys. I'm trying to ignore it because it, you know, summer is here, but it's still happening. So I did miss that one, but it sounded
it very
lovely.
Cool.
What
very
happened?
Cool.
What did I miss?
And I think in the spirit of just, you know, this month and being reflective of course Juneteenth and whatnot, I think it's really important that we're still shining a light on diversity. And Sephora really has stepped up, I think, probably in the biggest way of any beauty retailer. Well, not of any, but certainly in Canada, like, they went a step further and like 25% of their offerings are from BIPOC creators, mm-hmm. which is just incredible. So I went to this whole art installation that they did where they took skin scans, for lack of a better term, of 140,000 Canadians over time. And this AI tool is helping inform the shade selection now at their stores. So the color IQ is way better than it used to be. So this is where AI is helping us and not being scary. It's basically like every person they scan with this color IQ technology that comes in the store, you're getting more and more and more accurate recommendations for your foundation.
Okay.
And Danessa Myricks was there, who was incredible to meet in person. If you haven't listened to her episode, she was on a year ago, June 2022. And her story is one of the most inspirational ones. I also met another founder, Basma, and I forget her last name right now, but she owns a brand called Basma Beauty. And her story is incredible also. She was a victim of a burn when she was 2 years old from a kitchen incident. And then she created this clinic where she helps other people who have severe skin injuries find the coverage and the shade that works for them. Because a lot of them have undergone a lot of operations, skin grafts, all of that. So all of that being said, this was like just a very uplifting event. And I think Color IQ, now they scanned me at the event and that was automatically populated into my Sephora account. So when you go online and you're shopping for a foundation now, it automatically suggests what color you are.
Wow. Okay.
From
that's
the brand.
Interesting. Yeah.
So it's leaps and bounds ahead of where it was 5 years ago when they were talking about Color IQ.
Yeah. I noticed that even with L'Oreal, I was trying to find my Lancome Tent Edol, the new reformulation. Yeah. I called it in because we have an upcoming really exciting Damn Goods. It's a Freaky Friday where Jill and I are trying each other's makeup and skincare.
Yes.
So I was trying to call that in. And now when you go to the website, you know, you can take a picture and it will suggest based on that your best shade and then like a second best shade and a third best shade.
Yeah.
I just thought that in itself was quite amazing because we've seen that technology before, like with online dermatological skincare, if you want to show them a picture of what your skin looks like and the try on with the try on makeup. But it just seems like now. So I noticed that with Lancome and there was at least one other L'Oreal family website that had that same technology as well. So I think that is incredible. And, you know, kudos to Sephora for doing that.
Yeah, it was a really fun event, and hopefully they'll be doing more of those. But if you guys are wondering what today's episode is about, of course, we are two longtime beauty editors from the magazine world that traded in magazine pages for microphones. Here they are, right here. And today we're doing one of our Damn Goods episodes where we sort of like review what's on the market. And in the spirit of summer, keeping things snappy so you can get outside, we're doing like a speed round edition, which we've done in the past. And I think this is going to be fun. Keep us on track because we can just talk for hours about this stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. So while Jill was doing all these events, I actually went to my first cottage of the season and tested. It was perfect, actually, because yes, we're giving you our best edit of the summer products. And I was actually there in real life, sitting on a dock, testing sunscreens y'all.
Good.
Yeah. So we're going to be talking about our favorite sunscreens of the season. I'm also going to be talking personally about some of the skincare that I think is the perfect like sun experience adjacent. You know what I mean? Like you spend the weekend at a cottage or by a pool. Mm-hmm. And this is the skincare that I would want to like quench my skin in afterwards. I have some fun nail stuff to talk about. How about you? What are you going to hit me with?
Well, I have really cool new sunscreen essence. Very, very innovative. K-beauty inspired. I'm also talking about a lip oil that has been flying off the shelves ever since it launched. And I'm going to tell you if it's worth it or not. I'm also talking about the debut mascara from Kylie Cosmetics and my experience with that. And a $200 serum that I actually, even despite myself, think is worth it. So you'll have to stay tuned to hear about that.
Okay. Well, I have a drugstore serum for you too. So okay, don't worry. We've got it all.
Love it.
Coming up right after the jump.
Pausing to share a word in partnership with MediHeal. So I know y'all can't see me right now, but picture this. I'm actually sitting on my couch recording this as we speak with a sheet mask on. That's a first. And MediHeal, they're the number one best-selling sheet mask brand in Korea. And they sent me so many to try. I was so excited to get them on my face because, you know, if it says made in Korea, it's for me. Like, K-beauty products always just jive with my skin. And MediHeal, they recently upgraded their best-selling sheet masks to boost efficacy. So now they have even more exclusive active ingredients to deliver results you can see and feel in just a few minutes. So their collagen essential mask, it lifts and firms, and now it has 3 times more collagen actives. They also have a tea tree essential mask. I'm going to try that one next because that's great for breakout prone skin and it really helps to keep your skin clear and balanced. And the one that I'm wearing, it's actually their award-winning NMF ampule mask. And let me tell you, I'm obsessed with this. My skin is drenched. I've had it on for about 10 minutes. It's just totally that skin flooding moment. My skin is really, really soft. I'm kind of just like tapping in the extra essence. There's so much product in this mask. They actually added an extra bottle of serum to this mask. So you're getting those dewy, glowy results. Now, here's the good news. Breaking Beauty listeners, you can try MediHeal for yourself and save. Simply visit MediHeal's official Amazon store to save 35% on select sheet mask 10 packs. Enter code BREAKING35 at checkout to save. You can also enter MediHeal's TikTok giveaway. So simply go to @MediHealUS on
TikTok. That's spelled MEDIHEALUS. That's their handle. And enter to win their 30 mask giveaway valued at $70. Follow at MediHealUS on TikTok and like their giveaway post to enter to win. 3 lucky winners will be selected. We'll link to these details in our show notes and on our website.
Are you looking for some good, clean positivity? Good. Me neither. I'm Maddie Murphy, and I host The Bad Broadcast, a weekly comedy podcast dedicated to talking about everything we love to hate. I searched my whole life to find my passion. Little did I know, I had been practicing my true talent every single day. Complaining. Join me every Monday wherever you listen to podcasts, and be sure to follow me on Instagram at The Bad Broadcast to answer our weekly questions and for a chance to be featured on the show. See you there.
All right, we're going to kick it off this episode. By the way, we're going to try to do each of these in 2 minutes or less. So I'm literally starting my stopwatch right now, keeping it snappy. Okay, so Carlene, this is called the Then I Met You Essence Light Sunscreen. It's SPF 50. It is $36 and not available in Canada just yet. So we all know that like essences, here I'm handing it to you
if you'd like to
swatch. Essences, of course, we know are a staple in Korean skincare. You love essences.
I sure do.
So this was a really unique concept that it's an essence, all of the benefits of an essence, like how they're barrier boosting, plumping, that idea, and bringing it to sunscreen.
Okay.
So Then I Met You, of course, is owned by Charlotte Cho. Every product she comes out with in this line, I absolutely adore. That cleansing balm is like my favorite ever.
Mm-hmm.
So why I'm obsessed with this, the Essence Light Sunscreen, is it goes on like kind of like a cream, to be honest with you. But then when it's on your face and when it kind of like melts in, it not dries down, but it melts into your skin like this gel-like texture, like a gel sunscreen would. Mm. But it's got ceramides in there. It's got hyaluronic acid, pro vitamin B5. And they really give this plumping action on the skin and no white cast at all. This is going to be such a hit for them. I am absolutely obsessed. I wore it all day yesterday on a patio. I had not one hint of redness from the sun. The protection is SPF 50, if I didn't say that. It's like plus, 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 like one of those. Mm-hmm. And developed in Korea. And it is chemical filters. So that's what I prefer. That's not everybody's favorite. But how am I doing for time? I'm at 1 minute and 49 seconds. Done.
Okay, done. Well, I think that's great. I will say I'm a little disappointed because just based on the name, mm-hmm. I was honestly expecting it to be the texture of an essence.
Mm-hmm.
You know, which is essentially like a beauty water. Mm-hmm. It's the texture of water.
Yeah.
So when you said that, that's what I was expecting.
Yeah.
I feel like the ingredients that are in essences could easily be in any sunscreen, mm-hmm. and you could have a hydrating sunscreen. So I'm a little skeptical about the marketing angle coming mm-hmm. in, but I love her products and the textures.
Right.
I believe that it is a good product, probably nonetheless, and I probably will be obsessed.
Yeah.
Just saying. Okay. So my sunscreen pick is the Dr. Loretta Universal Glow Daily Defense Mineral Sunscreen Fluid SPF 40. It's $60, only available in the US right now. And this is the second sunscreen product from Dr. Loretta.
Mm-hmm.
The first one came out in October and it was a chemical sunscreen. So this one's for my mineral sunscreen girlies.
Right.
And I do get requests from people. They only want mineral for whatever reason. It's great for sensitive skin. This one comes out with this really nice peachy mm-hmm. tint to it, but it actually does go into like an invisible finish
mm-hmm. on our skin color,
yeah. which yes. is an accomplishment for mineral sunscreen.
Mm-hmm.
We have not tested it on dark skin tones, but I will say that we had the privilege to meet Dr. Loretta on Zoom
mm-hmm.
and she's super lovely. She's like so sweet. She's been a dermatologist practicing for 40 years.
Yes.
And I didn't know this, but afterwards I was doing a bit of research mm-hmm. on her. And so after she performed early testing on the effects of UVA on human skin, mm-hmm. it said on the website, she contributed to the development of the Fitzpatrick skin type classification system, which you and I have talked about this on the show before.
We're going to talk about it in depth later.
Okay. So the Fitzpatrick skin type classification, what that means, it describes a way to classify the skin by its reaction to exposure to sunlight. So the fact that she was a contributor to the creation of that system, you know, so it goes from fair to dark. I believe there's six different photo types in this system. And it's kind of like fair, which burns easily, that kind of a thing. And so I feel like there's a likely chance that this is going to work well on all skin tones, given her background. And I'm going to do a quick shout out to another sunscreen based on what she said, because she had a message for all of you. She specifically said to Jill and I, will you please tell your listeners that the fastest growing area where people, where she is discovering skin cancer, is along our hairline up here. So what's happening is we're not taking our sunscreen high enough into our hair. And so just before I move on to my next product, I just want to tell you, this is super lovely. It's meant to be like, I don't love the language, but an anti-aging moisturizer and a sunscreen in one, because it has lots of antioxidants in it and you can wear it under makeup. It is quite beautiful. And I wore it on the dock all weekend. It's SPF 40 and I didn't get a burn on my face. So for a daily moisturizer that's all mineral, I'm giving this one the thumbs up, even though it is $60.
Yeah, I'm going for a Dr. Loretta facial at Formula Fig, which I know they have LA locations too. So.
Yes, amazing. Okay, so the other thing that happened on the dock is this is my second review.
Yeah, no,
she's looking at her watch.
She did that in 3 minutes. Good job.
We're moving on to the next one now. So restart your timer, girl.
It is.
Okay, so this is the Aveeno Protect and Soothe Mineral Sunscreen Stick. It's SPF 50. It's $15 US, $23 in Canada. I doubt it's new, but I think it must be new in Canada because I got it in a bag. And so my girlfriend, whose cottage I was at, she's like, pass me that stick. And she is diligent about sunscreen. She's always, you know, she's wearing a hat. Her skin looks amazing. But she said it. This was not me. But she's got that type of forehead. Like, I have a lower hairline. She's like, I need that for my bulbous forehead. And she just like.
A lot of people call that their five head instead of their forehead.
Oh, that's funny. So, and then she just started, you know, because her forehead line goes up to like the sky, right? And so this is what she honestly uses is this stick. And I will say it took me a while to wrap my head around a sunscreen stick because they're like, it's convenient. It's perfect for on the go. It's like, do you know how long it would take me to use a deodorant stick to do my whole body?
Right.
And then I realized it's not meant for the whole body.
Girl.
It's only meant for certain. But I still have read reviews online where people are like, I was traveling and I didn't want to bring a liquid, so I brought this, but it took me so long. I hated it. So it's worth saying, you know? So this is great for the hairline. It is an SPF 50. It is mineral, this particular one. It does start out white when you put it on. You're like, oh, no. But then, on my fair skin, I'm probably the lightest one on the Fitzpatrick scale. As you can see, Jill, look, I can do a live demo.
Yeah.
It actually rubbed right in. Will it do it on all skin tones? I don't know. But I can say that this was in use and very much in use this past weekend.
I'm curious to know what our audience thinks about sharing a sunscreen stick on your face. Like, it's not the most, you know, passing it around on the dock. I don't know.
Well, I didn't use it on my face. Yeah. I used for myself.
Right.
I used it on areas like I used my full layer of like Neutrogena Invisible or whatever. And then I used it on areas where I'm getting like sunspots on my arms where I just wanted the extra.
I'm just talking about the hygiene of it all. You're putting it on her arms. She's sticking it on her face.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
I've heard people like passing around cans of sunscreen, of course, or lotions, but the stick skin to face.
I don't know. If you're using your hairline, I don't think it's a big deal, but maybe it depends how good of a friend you are. I don't know. You guys tell us.
I'm not sure I'd be sharing, but anyway.
And then the other thing is because it is what I did notice with these sticks is it really doesn't move. It is water resistant. So that's a benefit over creams.
Yeah, for sure. And I actually like the stick. I just don't like the size of that one. I don't love a deodorant size. I like Clarence has a stick. La Roche-Posay has a stick.
Yeah.
Perfect for the tip of your nose. Perfect for your hairline. Actually getting in your part. Like that's a little too big, I think, for a lot of people.
Yeah.
But anyway, Dr. Loretta, she rocks. And it's incredible.
Shout out to our sponsor, Nutrafol. So I don't know about you, but for me, summer is the time when I'm traveling to friends' cottages, taking lazy Fridays. Sometimes my regular routine can get a bit out of whack, but this year I'm determined to keep up with the rituals that matter to me. So delivering a new episode to you guys every single Wednesday, running 3 mornings a week with my dog Jarvis, and taking my daily supplements like Nutrafol with my morning oatmeal. Nutrafol is a worth it addition to your daily routine, especially if your hair has started to show signs of thinning, whether you've got that post-COVID hair slump, post-baby rim around your hairline like I've had in the past. You just knock back 4 pills a day and you'll start to experience thicker, stronger, faster growing hair in 3 to 6 months. That's why Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement, clinically shown to get you those results, including visible scalp coverage where maybe you've noticed increasing gaps. Nutrafol supports healthy hair growth from within by targeting the 5 root causes of thinning. There's stress, hormones, environment, nutrition, and even metabolism can all have an impact on your hair. And there's actually 3 different formulas to support women, no matter what stage of life you're at, including postpartum and menopause. And each formula is physician formulated using natural, drug-free, medical-grade ingredients in consistently effective dosages. And that's important so you get those reliable results. For example, in one clinical study, 86% of women reported improved hair growth after 6 months, which is why over 3,000 top doctors and stylists recommend Nutrafol as an effective solution for healthier hair. You can grow thicker, healthier hair and support our show by going to Nutrafol.com and entering the promo code BREAKING to save $10 off your first month's subscription. This offer is only available to U.S. customers for a limited time, plus free shipping on every order. Get $10 off at Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code BREAKING. And now back to the show. Okay, so let's talk about skincare and the summer skincare that we're loving so far. Jill, what have you got top in your list?
Okay, I'm hitting start on my stopwatch, by the way. Well, we were just talking about the Fitzpatrick scale, Carlene, and it's obviously a hot topic right now because this whole line that I'm about to speak to you about, the entire premise is based on the Fitzpatrick scale. So this line is actually called 4-5-6. And like you mentioned, there's 6 phototypes in the Fitzpatrick scale, 1 being the most fair and 6 being the most melanated. So this whole line is meant to address people who are typically in the 4, 5, and 6 Fitzpatrick scale, who have for so many years been sort of neglected and not spoken to in the dermatology community. And I think that you and I can both agree that, you know, it's just nice to see that there's more and more skincare products that are speaking to this market. So this line, it actually is from an entrepreneur who lives in Belgium, but she's kind of lived all over the world. She's amazing. Noelle is her first name. And she first got the idea for this brand in 2013, but it's been through all of these iterations until now. And what's really making it pop off right now is actually she got incubated at the LVMH Research Center through the Cosmet Up program. That's what it's called. So basically, they're taking founders who have unique, amazing ideas and incubating them, putting them with the right chemists and letting their products take off, and also giving them tons of support on the front of like packaging and design and like branding and all of that. So I just really wanted to shout her out. I love what she's doing. And I also think the products are great. Right now, they're based in the US and in the UK, but I think they're trying to, and it's only online, direct to consumer, and it's all customized. So you can put in all of your skin needs, what you're looking for, what your challenges are, and they will literally print you a label that says made for Jill, see, and says cute. Made for Jill, done, blah, blah, blah.
So what's the hot ticket? What's the number one seller or the hero product so far?
Okay, so for myself, I'm obviously not this exact skin type. I'm Fitzpatrick 1, but I really have been enjoying the Come Clean Hydrating Cleansing Oil. This is around $35. It's in my shower right now. I love this for, is you shake it before you use it and it takes off all of my sunscreen. It's amazing. But the product that's selling out for people who are more melanated is actually called the Sevenly Delight. It's the brightening concentrated serum. It's 65 pounds, $85.
Okay.
And why this product has been sort of taking off is that it's all about hyperpigmentation and treating hyperpigmentation in darker skins, which is more of a challenge because when skin is irritated, inflamed, or under attack, it obviously produces more melanin to protect aggressed areas, leading to hyperpigmentation, uneven skin tone, brown or dark spots. And that's just even more exaggerated when you do have a 4, 5, or 6 Fitzpatrick skin tone.
Right. And there's certain ingredients that don't, that brightening ingredients that don't react well with melanated skin as well, right? So it's obviously like handpicked to be safe for all skin tones.
Yeah. So I think this brand is just about to pop off. So I wanted to give them a shout out and check them out.
Well, I love the chic logo, the 456 skin.
And it's all made in France. I also have to say that.
Okay.
I'm at 4 minutes.
Okay.
I'm cut off.
Okay. You're cut off. I'm getting out the cane.
Yes.
All right. Well, I would like to talk about a product that I think is super innovative as well and basically ripe for the summer.
Uh-huh.
It's the Amion. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. Amion Frozen Essence Ice Cubes in Glow Manifesto.
Mm-hmm.
It's $55 for a pack of 9, and they do ship to Canada as well. So if you kind of picture it, it looks like an ice cube tray, but it's like cardboard or paper, I guess.
Yeah.
And inside there are individual like squares that are ice cubes. But basically, instead of water inside, it's a skincare essence.
Love
like
it.
How cool is that? Mm-hmm. So it's basically combining, you know, all of the benefits, hydration benefits of an essence, but with cryotherapy. So this was born out of the energizing ice facials offered at what Amion calls their speakeasy retreat room in the Equinox Rockefeller Center. So I haven't been there. So this is kind of like a pro line, but you can buy it.
Mm-hmm.
So this frozen skincare essence they use for what they call skin icing in their cryo treatments. But this is something you can do at home.
Yeah.
And according to Us Weekly, Emma Roberts is a big fan of this brand and of this product. Zach Posen's skin was prepped for the Met Gala using Amion. So I do think we're going to start hearing a lot more about it. I tried the Glow Manifesto. That's the pink one. There's a blue one that's designed for brightening. And I really liked it. Like you put them in the freezer for a minimum of 3 hours, and then you take out the ice cube, and it comes with these little gauze bags. Mm-hmm. So you can put the ice cube in it and put it on your face without having the ice directly on your face, which might be a bit much.
Yeah.
But there is a lot of product in these little cubes, right? So I almost call it, like I did a little TikTok about it, and I called it like skin flooding because there's just so much more product than what you would use out of a traditional essence that you pour in your hand. So you do your whole face, and you will definitely have enough to do your neck and your décolleté. Another tip I would give is to tilt your head slightly back while you're doing it. Otherwise, it's just going to start kind of dripping down the floor. And it just leaves you really refreshed feeling. The first ingredient is water. The second ingredient in this one is Rosa Damascena flower water, which is like derived from Damask rose. So that's what gives it the pink color, and that's calming, reduces redness. Mm-hmm. It also has like glycerin for hydration. And then it also has fruit acids as the last ingredient. So this is a mix of AHAs like glycolic and lactic that's helping to gently exfoliate as you're getting that like flood of hydrating ingredients. So it's meant to reduce redness. I really like it. The only thing I would say is it is quite decadent at it ends up being $6 a treatment.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, a lot more than your traditional essence, right?
Yeah. Just put black tea in ice cube trays and rub it on your face.
Lev Glassman style.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it sounds like a bit of a gimmick, if I'm being very honest.
Well, you can do a DIY. And I wanted to shout out, I know I can't wait for her episode to come out, but Dr. Nigba Talib actually has a recipe involving aloe juice and turmeric on her Instagram where you can make your own ice cubes.
Yeah.
But this is different. Like it has AHAs in it, which you're not going to get out of a black tea. You know what I mean?
Right. But a lot of essences have AHA. I'm just saying that essence, if it was like in a bottle versus an ice
it's
cube.
Just about the cryo. You get the cryo and the essence at once. Now, can you freeze any essence in ice cube trays? That's what I want to know.
Well, you'll have to
experiment.
To
me, that begs the question. So I'm putting this out to our listeners. Has anybody frozen their own skincare essences and used them, drop into our DMs and let us know.
Yeah. Well, very cool. I mean, I think it's definitely the season to try that out.
I mean, it's going to feel really good after a day by the pool. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, you kind of talked about a bougie treatment that's like per dose a little bit bougie. This is a serum that, in spite of myself, I'm recommending, just because normally when things are this expensive, I do not like to even try them, because I'm like, it's just like, what if I like it? And then I feel bad in this economy, like recommending things that are so expensive. But the fact is, if you're going to make an investment in your skincare, I feel like you do want to know what works. So this is from Westman Atelier. This is their Skin Activator Serum. It's $150 US dollars, $198 in Canada. It is Gucci Westman's line. It's her first skincare product. This is also refillable. So the refill is $125 US dollars. Still very expensive because it is only 20 milliliters.
Ooh.
Yeah. So that's why I am, you know,
probably more than $6 per use. Just
saying. Absolutely it is. But this is incredible. I know that you and I have had a, hang on, I'm resetting so I can start. So you and I have met Gucci many times over the years. Her skin is always incredible. She does, I remember when we would like meet her for when she was working with Revlon back in the day, and she would have done like 6 face masks in the morning before she even got to the event. Mm-hmm. So she's not messing around. This is basically like a serum you can wear on your own, or it's like a priming serum you can wear under makeup. And that's where I think the magic really happens. She developed this in Korea in collaboration with Korea's most renowned skin scientist. I believe is Dr. Park is his name.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got 4 different types of hyaluronic acid in there: niacinamide, peptides, noni fruit, probiotics, prickly pear, ceramides. And it is just a freaking dream on the skin. I'm obsessed with it, especially using it in tandem with the Westman Atelier foundation drops. I love how lightweight it is under makeup in the summer. And yeah, all my makeup is going on like a dream.
So you wear that instead of moisturizer. You don't put moisturizer on top because it is a primer.
It's like a serum primer. So you could put your sunscreen on top. I have done that as well. I've worn it just like as on its own under makeup, or, you know, I don't really need a ton of hydration. So this in the summer would be fine for me. Mm. And then I would probably put an SPF on top, of course, because you got to have that. You got to have that step.
Right. So, but it still does the priming.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
That's her whole like MO really with her brand. And I think anything that you see her coming out with as a makeup artist, it's going to always be about, you know, making that skin look just juicy and gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
How she does.
Okay, cool. I'm going to tell you about more of a drugstore, at least a French pharmacy serum.
Love it.
This is the Bioderma Sensibio Defensive Serum. It's $45 Canadian. And mm-hmm. we've been talking about a lot of products that are only available in the U.S. This one's only available in Canada so far. It's not in the U.S. yet. So a lot of people know Bioderma Sensibio because of the famous micellar water, which we have mm-hmm. talked about many times on our show.
Yeah.
So it's Bioderma's sensitive skincare range is Sensibio. And now they finally have a serum. So mm-hmm. I'll put it on here. You can try it, Jill.
Yeah, it is mine after all.
Yes, that's true. I forgot mine at home. Jill had to dig into her closet. She's still gritting her teeth about it. So what I love about this product is it is so refreshing. It's all about giving you 24-hour hydration. So it has hyaluronic acid. I would say that's the main thing. But it really feels like a cold drink of water putting it on.
Yeah.
Like, it's amazing. I would say the consistency to me, even though it's a serum, it's like a gel lotion. So if you mm-hmm. think about a gel mm-hmm. cream that you may already yeah. have in your arsenal, this is really like a gel lotion to me, even though it is a serum. Jill, you just said mm-hmm. because you have an oily skin type, mm-hmm. sometimes you only wear a serum yeah. in the summer mm-hmm. under your SPF. I think you would love this product.
Yeah.
I really do.
Yeah, it was in my bathroom ready to try.
Yeah.
It will go back there.
Yeah, it's wonderful. So it's meant to be protective. It has antioxidants like vitamin E in it.
Mm-hmm.
It has polyphenols, which is meant to strengthen the skin barrier. I just think it is like it's not at all greasy.
Yeah.
It's really nice to as that first layer under yeah. sunscreen.
Quenching.
I'm going to hit bottom on that.
It's just like my beloved
waterproof makeup remover from them, which is also, I don't think, in the States yet, but I've gone through 3 bottles already.
Yeah. I can't wait to try that one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that one is definitely a hit and a little bit more budget friendly. And then our last skincare find is another pricey one. So I'm going to bounce back. This is the Chanel Hydra Beauty Micro Eye Cream Gel. My bougie find of the day. It's $70 US and $70 US and $90 in Canada. So if you're a fan of Chanel's Hydra Beauty line already, you're going to be a fan of this new eye cream. Hydra Beauty is like, if you're a Chanel consumer, I know we asked them about this, Jill. Hydra Beauty is like their youngest line. Do you know what I mean? Because it's like water gel formulas. It doesn't really talk about aging so much. Yeah. It's really about hydration. Do you want to try it?
Yeah, I was hoarding this one because this one's also mine.
Yeah. Oh, there she goes again.
Well, you know, when it's Chanel, you're not just giving that shit away. I'm sorry. Hello.
I won't be going home with it. So when you put it on, it's in a little pot. Jar. And when you open it, it's like there's these little droplets in it.
It's just like their micro serum. If you're a fan of that, it's a very similar texture.
Yeah. And then it just kind of bursts on contact.
Do you know the micro serum? From Chanel?
I haven't tried the micro serum. Yeah,
it's like iconic at this point. Same idea.
Yeah. So people are going to be obsessed with this, I think. So yeah, like I said, they already have a gel cream.
Yeah.
But this one is meant to be a gel cream. Did that make sense? God, the other one's strictly a gel and this one's a gel cream. So I feel like the other one you would wear during the day. Because you don't want to have anything too emollient for your eye products. And this one's just a little bit more dense, I would say.
I also think that that has a more light reflection in it.
But it just feels so refreshing. Mm-hmm. That's what I love about it.
Yeah.
And it's all, this whole range is all about their microfluid technology that you talked about. It has like white camellia. That's their signature ingredient. And it's like something to do with their technology has like thousands of micro droplets in it. And then they just kind of like burst and, you know, do their Chanel magic. And I do need to do a quick shout out because I know some of you are going to be obsessed with this. This is the Chanel Set Le Vernis limited edition. It is $105 US and $132 Canadian. So if you're a nails girly, you're definitely going to want this set. It comes with a red polish, a white polish, and a Le Gel coat. But really what you're paying the big bucks for, really what it is, are these 45 decals inside, like
stickers. Stickers, everyone.
These are nail stickers, okay? And yes, there are the double Cs. There's a plethora of them. I will be taking these to my manicurist on Friday for my next manicure. So you'll get to see what they look like on. I mean, I feel like some people play the game where it's like, what's the cheapest way for me to get a legit Chanel double C logo? But not a Canal Street one,
right?
Like a real one from the Chanel store and wear it. And I think we just found it.
Yeah, and they also just rejigged a whole bunch of their Le Vernis shades. And there's like 24, and let me tell you, they are just all like chef's kiss. And I know we're canceling white nail polish right now because of Tom Sandoval. If you know, you know. Today's June 7th when this episode comes out. Finale of Vanderpump Rules. And he has ruined white nail polish for everybody. But maybe this Chanel will bring it back from the brink. You know what I'm talking about. You know. If you know, you know. Jumping in to show some love for Macy's, one of our longtime show partners. I've said it before and I'll say it again. We do not gatekeep here on Breaking Beauty. We would never. If we spy a hashtag damn good deal, we're going to let you know about it. And that's why I'm sharing that Macy's Friends and Family Sale is happening right now from Tuesday, June 6th to Monday, June 12th. Let me tell you, you need to run, don't walk to this sale. So whether you're thinking about stocking up on essentials for an upcoming holiday or you have a special occasion, truly now is the time to go to Macy's.com because you can score an extra 30% off designers that rarely go on sale. So that's brands like DKNY, Calvin Klein, Coach, and Guess. So 30% off, that really adds up to a lot of savings. And
It's not just on the fashion front. Macy's, they have us beauty lovers covered too. So let's say you want to find a new signature scent to wear to a wedding, or you want to splurge on that designer lipstick. Good news, you can take 15% off beauty favorites from brands like MAC, Marc Jacobs, Urban Decay, and more. So check out Macy's.com and save with promo code FRIEND. Once again, head on over to Macy's.com and you can save with promo code FRIEND. Once again, you're saving an extra 30% off designers that rarely go on sale, and you can take 15% off beauty favorites. So some exclusions apply. See Macy's.com for details, and we'll link to this offer in our show notes and on our website. Now back to the show.
Okay, what do you got for makeup, Jill? We're going to move on over to makeup.
So this is the Kylie Cosmetics Kylash Volume Mascara, $24, $31 in Canada. So this is a clean formula and vegan, which I know is important to a lot of people. The whole idea is that it's meant to provide volume, length, and hold curl. Now, does this remind you of anything?
Oh, gosh. Oh, gosh. Why is it? I can't believe I'm blanking on this. Doo-doo-doo-doo. And I'm eating her time. I'm blanking.
Really? Maybelline Sky High.
Oh, fuck yes. Oh, yes. Okay, yes.
So the embossing, everything about it. And like from day one when this launched, people are like, really? Just because it is her first mascara. And I have to be honest, I was expecting more from the packaging. But I was like, I will try it because I'm a Kardashian Jenner stan. I will watch them until the day they're off the air.
So it's light pink and there's no stickers or like gaudy writing all over it. It's just like Kylash embossed.
Embossed.
Jumbo letters on one side.
Tone on tone.
Tone on tone. That's how they do it.
So it's a traditional wire brush. Bristles. So here's my review. When this went on, I freaking loved it on my lashes. My lashes were really voluminous, really fanned out. I was obsessed. And that's not often the case straight out of the tube. Often I find that it's, you know, I need it to dry out a bit before I like love it.
Yeah.
But anyway, the opposite was true with this. It started out so strong and each time I went to use it, it got clumpier and clumpier. Mm. And then when the weather started to heat up, I was like raccoon eyes. And I really tried Kylie, and I still want you to come on our podcast, but I didn't really fall in love with the Kylash. Now, I'm sure as with every mascara, there's going to be lovers of it. There's going to be people who don't love it. But I just thought out of the gate, you got to nail it.
Okay.
Especially when you have people making this comparison to a completely huge viral hit that was really, really good.
Kylash was a bylash.
It was not ideal. It was not ideal. So come at me, though. If you loved it, I want to hear.
Yeah, fair enough.
Did you try it?
I did not. Mm-hmm. No. Didn't receive it.
Okay. That's my 2 minutes.
Okay. So I want to talk to you about the Victoria Beckham Beauty Eyewear Long Wear Crease Proof Eyeshadow Sticks. They're $34 US each and $42 in Canada. Mm-hmm. I don't have it with me, guys, because we're recording on a Monday. And you know what happens on Monday? You get a case of the Monday. So I forgot all my products at home. And Jill helped me out with her beauty closet, but didn't have that one. So what these are, a pigment-rich, ultra-creamy, buildable eyeshadow stick with waterproof wear that lasts up to 8 hours. This one comes in 7 shades and 2 finishes. And I, you know, we talked about this a couple episodes ago with Patty Dubroff. I haven't been into eyeshadow palettes for quite a while. I'm more into eye pencils. Mm-hmm. So when I saw this and saw it was long wear, I was like, yes, I need to try it. Because it's kind of like the Laura Mercier ones. Yeah. It's that thicker crayon.
Yeah.
I love it easy peasy.
Dome. It's a dome shaped.
Like that.
Yeah.
And because I have oily eyelids and a hooded shape, though, I find a lot of cream eyeshadows just don't work that well on me. It just kind of goes all over. Those eye tints, they're not really the best for me. So I really wanted to try this one. Now, the bad news is I only received one shade called Oyster.
Okay.
This is like a metallic finish in, as it says, an oyster color, which to me is like an accent. I'm not going to put that metallic all over.
So, but what does that mean? Like what? It's white or?
Yeah, it's like the color of an oyster shell. Like
pearl white.
Yeah. So it's just not something that I could really say, oh my God, I love it, you guys. But so that's the bad news. But the good news is that it did what it said and it didn't crease.
Right.
It actually didn't crease and I didn't find it to fade. So I do think that it's great for an accent color. And a lot of people, I think will love that shade, but I'm dying to try just like the matte ones. There's one called Trench, like the color of a trench coat, which I think looks so beautiful. There's one called Pecan, which is already on wait list. It's like a lighter medium brown. And they have this gorgeous matte pink called Macaron, which is like, it looks almost like just this chalky pink. I just want to play with
like
them all.
Is it like a macaron? Like,
yeah, like a macaron cookie, but it's kind of like a Pepto-Bismol pink, a little lighter and pastel-y, I would say. But I do think that it didn't crease. I would love to have them all and like bring these with me as I travel through Europe.
Yeah.
I think that they are a thumbs up.
Yes, Victoria Beckham, don't sleep on that makeup. It's everything is very good. It's very, very curated, and everything that I've tried as well is really good. Even the skincare is excellent.
The performance. Yeah, so good.
And it's like she's not going to let anything slide. That's not going to meet a certain standard. And by the way, she was on her podcast. It was the first beauty podcast she ever did. So go back and listen. That was in 2020, I do believe.
Yeah.
Love her. So I'm just going to shout out really quickly. I'm resetting. I'm going to shout out a product that I teased off the top that is selling out everywhere, and I finally got to try it. I'm going to report back on whether or not you need to get on the wait list for this. So this is the Rare Beauty by Selena Gomez Soft Pinch Tinted Lip Oil, $20, $26. Now, can I tell you that I've never had so many texts in my goddamn life about this product? People were like, what color should I get? When do I get it? Do you rate it? Like, do you think it's good? What color do you think will work for me? It's insane, the marketing behind this brand. Everything is instantly viral. And people that are not even makeup lovers are really into it. So to this day, I just looked right before we got online and started recording, and like at least five of the shades are still sold out.
Wow.
So the color that I really am loving is called Honesty, and it's kind of like a light, barely there nude. It's great for summer. And these lip oils aren't too shiny, and I think that's why I have gravitated toward them, and they are a little bit more pigmented. I think you've probably tried them too.
I have, yeah. I mean, I to be honest with you, I had this on my list to talk about today, and I crossed it off just before I came, and that's because I love it when it first goes on. It is like a beautiful, it gives you a bit of sheen, but it's not like, it's not like a super high shine gloss, and I do find it to be kind of long-ish wear because it leaves like a stain behind. But what I didn't like is that they actually become really drying.
Okay.
And I just found like it's a bit of a misnomer, the fact this lip oil, because to me, when I think about the lip oils I've used, like I love the Wander Beauty.
Yeah.
It's just like it is a lip oil and it's so nourishing and stuff. And I felt like this was like the opposite.
Oh, interesting.
It was actually quite drying. Whereas their matte, like I love all their lipsticks. Yeah. I love all of the Rare Beauty lipsticks. And like the matte creamy one, the Soufflé.
Yeah.
Is like, that's a matte one that should be really drying, and it's actually really creamy and like moisturizing. So it's funny because it's almost like a reverse.
Well, that's what I was going to say about these, is that it is almost like a lip stain meets a lip oil, to your point. It's not a traditional lip oil that's like drenching, which I actually don't like. I don't like a lot of lip oils.
Yeah.
In fact, for that reason. So for me, I really enjoyed this, and I felt like I didn't get all weird and like breaking out all around my lips, which does happen with a lot of lip oils on me. So this to me is a winner, and for like $20, it's like cheaper than most drugstore products.
Absolutely.
And I think that's why it has done so well. It's just like everyone, I love the sheen and I love that the color is long lasting, but is it hella hydrating? No, it's not.
Yeah, I think I totally agree. I think it just probably requires some clarification. Yes. You know what I mean? Yes. It's like, I think what people will love about it is that it is longer wearing than you would think.
That's right.
And it has more pigment than you would think for a lip oil, but it's not as lip oily-ish.
It's not
as a lip oil. So you just have to set your expectations.
Right. It's just like,
You need to reapply every, you know, couple of hours at least to get that sheen back.
Right.
Okay. And so that's it. That's all. That's everything. I just want to say that we did have a request in our DM that they wish that we would try self-tanning products. I did try one. It didn't really work out. So I will continue to try. We have lots more episodes coming out throughout the summer. And when I find a really good one, I'm going to let you know.
And I just also want to say thank you to the people who have recently reviewed our show on Apple Podcasts. We always read them. They mean so much to us. They're so motivating to us 6 years in doing this show. We always want to hear from you. And please share this episode right now. Hit pause, hit share on your phone. Share it with someone that you know loves products. They want to know what's good, what's hashtag damn good to buy in their Sephora cart. And we'd appreciate the support, whether you can write us a review or share it with a friend, you know?
Yes. And everything that we talked about in today's episode, of course, we will have listed on our blog over at BreakingBeautyPodcast.com. Have a great week and a great weekend, and tell us what you're loving for summer. Bye.
Thanks for listening. You can find details on every product mentioned in today's episode, along with our exclusive promo codes, on our blog at BreakingBeautyPodcast.com.
While you're there, be sure to sign up for our newsletter. Every episode will be delivered directly to your inbox, so you won't miss a single thing.
And get social with us. Let us know what you think of the episode. You can follow us on Instagram at BreakingBeautyPodcast.
And did you know we also have a private Facebook group? Just search Breaking Beauty Podcast Chat Room.
You can even leave us a voicemail at any time with questions or feedback at 1-844-227-0302.
And don't forget to subscribe to us wherever you get your podcast fix. Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Apple Podcasts, where you can show us some love by writing a review.
See you next Wednesday.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.